Jason. See you there.
For more info, visit SantaFeSkiTeam.com.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
We at Hutton Broadcasting invite you to join us October 11th through 13th for Gaining an Edge, New Marketing Technology and Trends. Hosted by marketing and multimedia expert Wayne Stevens and Jan Zimmerman, author of Web Marketing for Dummies, co-author of Social Media Marketing All-in-One for Dummies and Marketing on the Internet. This brief 30 to 45 minute presentation was created to assist you in increasing your understanding of the latest in the technology and marketing landscape, and to provide you with the tools to successfully increase your market share in Santa Fe. This is a completely free event presented as a community service to you, our small business partners. The seminar will be held at the Hotel Santa Fe with several scheduled presentation times over the three-day period. If you would like more information on our Gaining an Edge New Marketing Technology and Trends seminar, or to pre-register, please visit SantaFe.com keyword seminar. That's SantaFe.com keyword seminar. We look forward to seeing you. Co-sponsored by the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, the best place for live, listener interactive real estate news and commentary. Now broadcasting around the nation via SantaFe.com, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special remote broadcast of, roundtable broadcast. I'm thinking of a remote broadcast. We've been doing them all summer, Gino, and here I am sitting in the studio. Where am I today?
It's remote from the studio.
Yeah, it is. It's remote from the studio to all of you out there in listener land. Anyway, we are here at the KTRC studio. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and in fact, we're going to be tackling the topic of why teamwork, which we need a little bit of, or at least I do today, is so important to the real estate process. Joining me in addressing this subject are two in-studio celebrity team players. I'm going to be doing this metaphor throughout the show, guys, so I'm sorry, I apologize. And the first is my special co-host today, Mr. Stephen Etri, the co-owner of one of Santa Fe's landmark institutions. Stephen's a consignment gallery. It's always nice to have you back in the studio and on a remote broadcast too, Stephen.
That's right. Thanks, Ray. It's great to be here on this in-studio remote.
Really? Joining Mr. Etri and offering his always thoughtful commentary is our regular show host, guest speaker extraordinaire, my good friend Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage. How are you, Ron?
Hi, Ray. Good. Thank you.
And later on in the program, well-known architect Deb Otten will offer her own thoughts on the value of teamwork in the real estate process. Before we launch into the show, I invite you, as we always do, to go to our website and see all the businesses who are supportive of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And remember to get all of your out-of-town friends, family members, and business associates to join in all of the fun that we're having here by tuning into All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Simply have them go to SantaFe.com right now, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button, and then they, too, can benefit from all the commentary that my guests will be dishing up very shortly. So, Gino Thompson, my producer, before we jump into the program, I want to say that teamwork is so important across the board. And I can tell you that as a real estate broker, and I'm going to talk about this throughout the show today with my guests, teamwork with professionals like Stephen Etri and Ron Blessy is critical to the success for both buyers and sellers. But one of the things I have to do every single week, and people think, well, you just show up and you start out the show not very smoothly today, Ray, but you just show up and you start talking on the radio. Mr. Blessy, but particularly my producer, Gino Thompson, and, of course, Stephen Etri, who does a lot of radio advertising himself, they all know how much work goes into these broadcasts every single week. So I just want to say that I could not do it without all the support I get from Hutton Broadcasting, Mr. Thompson in particular, my producer, all the staff here, but also to my team players back at Sotheby's International Realty. So my plug for teamwork today is that we all work together to make All Things Real Estate the kind of program that our listeners find valuable. So with that, let's again introduce Ron Blessy, the broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, who does have his own thoughts on the value of teamwork in the real estate process, and he's going to share them with us today as part of this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. So, Ron, go deep.
Deep.
Because I'm going to throw the ball right down the
button hook, or do I just keep running?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, the floor is yours, my friend.
Okay, thank you. Well, to continue on with that theme, just like any successful sports team, teamwork in a real estate transaction by all parties involved is critical. So just like the team that makes it to the Super Bowl, or the World Series, or the World Cup, the goal is to win,
right?
To have a successful run and to actually get that trophy at the end.
There is no second prize for second
place.
No,
there is not. So that trophy would be a successful transaction.
Yeah.
So let's list some of the participants and their roles in the real estate transaction. First, we'll mention the selling agent, who proactively has received a copy of the title binder from the participating closer, who might be Steve Raymond, and has made sure that any potential title issues are addressed and solved. The seller has addressed any deferred maintenance and done all they can to prepare the property for potential buyers. So they want to make sure that those things are out of the way, off the table, so it doesn't become an issue later on. And surely, as we all know, curb appeal is a buyer's first impression of the property, so that's real important in the transaction. So next I would mention the buyer's agent, who has spent their time wisely showing the prospective buyers properties in their price range that meet all the criteria that's on their wish list. Once that property is found, the purchase contract is prepared and sent to the seller's agent for acceptance or counteroffer. It's important that that contract meets all the criteria that a lender requires from my perspective. So I'm the next participant in the transaction. They come to me for their mortgage, and that contract is an integral part of the beginning of the transaction, how we start.
Can I just interrupt for a second, though? As a real estate broker, I often recommend to people, not often, I do it every single time now, that for a buyer, that they start out getting pre-qualified. So, in fact, you may be one of the first people that my new buyer client actually talks to.
Yeah, that would be the best way to do it, so as to know that you're not going out there wasting your time looking for a house you can't afford.
Exactly.
Good point. So once that offer is accepted, the buyer then goes through their due diligence. Next participant in the transaction, and they should receive all the specified documents within the prescribed period of time in the contract, as well as doing all the inspections that they're required to do so that they know that, for instance, the house is in good order and that the well and septic are operational, et cetera, et cetera. So those things are very important. And I think what's probably most important is communication. Daily updates by the realtors or the lender are important to ensure a seamless transaction. And I think that really shows that the team clicks.
Yeah.
That constant communication keeps everybody in the loop and everyone knows what's happening at every step of the way, so that there's no mystery to what's going on. Because anytime there's no communication, I think that's when people tend to get real anxious and upset.
Exactly.
I think organization is really the key to all of this. We all need to be organized in our respective roles, making sure that we do what it is we're supposed to do on the timeline that we're supposed to do it. And then finally, no less important are all the people behind the scenes. You have the title company, which is, in many cases, Fidelity National Title, Steve Raymond and his group, the appraiser. And I'm giving a little shout-out to a friend of mine who I think is probably one of the best appraisers here in town, Eric Fuentes, or Fuentes Appraisals. His role is very important. The inspector, home inspector, and Randy Moy of Wynn Inspection is a very, very competent inspector.
Indeed.
Assurance agents, it's up to the buyer to get insurance. And Vince Marciano of Sachs Insurance is one of the best, in my estimation,
yep,
of providers. You have a surveyor that the title company will choose. And then, of course, if you're going to enhance the property, you may speak to a designer like Annie O'Carroll or even Stephen here to finance or to furnish the house.
Exactly.
You don't want to finance it. You just want to furnish it.
But we do actually some of that, though.
Oh, well, great. Well, that's a good thing to know. So, anyway, all these things together successfully make the transaction happen.
Yeah. Excellent summary, Ron, and how you all how you tied it together in a bow. Because I think one of the most important things, we're going to talk a lot about this today, and I'm going to bring Stephen Etri on the show in a second here. But one of the most important issues I think with this teamwork approach and the communication you're talking about is because the process is much more difficult now than it was even just a short 12 months ago. And I think for first-time home buyers, it can be incredibly intimidating. And for seasoned home buyers and sellers, it can be as well. So teamwork is essential. And with that, I want to bring my co-host for today's broadcast, Stephen Etri, co-owner of Santa Fe's famous Stevens and Consignment Gallery, on the show. Again, thank you, Stephen, for being here. And I just want to remind everybody that Stevens and Consignment Gallery, which is located at 2701 Cerritos Road, has for nearly 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, accessories, and estate sale services. So people might be saying, well, why is Stephen Etri your co-host today, Ray? And one of the main reasons, and throughout this, because you're talking about teamwork and real estate, one of the main reasons that you're here is because you have a long-time, 30-year relationship with the real estate community. And we're going to talk a lot about that, buyers, sellers, brokers, estate sales, the whole nine yards. We're going to weave that into the story here. But let's start out by saying, if teamwork is defined as performing work as a uniform group towards a common goal, and I pulled that out of the dictionary, then we know we have our hands full when it comes to buyers and sellers because they don't always come at the beginning part of a process with a common goal, and it's up to professionals like Stephen Etri, Ron Blessy, and all the other folks that Ron mentioned, and their real estate broker like myself, to bring them together in that teamwork approach. From the standpoint as a business leader here in Santa Fe, Stephen, let's just talk generally about teamwork. How is it important to you and your business?
Sure. Well, thanks for that generous introduction, Ray. Well, you know, as most people could imagine, one person doing their best gives a certain result, and three or four or five or ten working together as one brings such great results.
Right.
And I think that, you know, with Stevens and how we relate to the realty community here in Santa Fe is that people come to us with, like many people come to professionals, usually with a question or a problem. And it really takes good listening, and it takes performance to really provide the services that in an end result that is what people are looking for. So, you know, my conversation with my staff is never promise more than you can deliver. Always be on time, and when you are on time and present, be totally present and willing to give everything you got. So I think that working with one another and everybody working with that credo, the customer ultimately is the winner.
Well, and Stevens, the Consignment Gallery, epitomizes that. That's why after nearly 30 years, you have such a loyal following. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on all things real estate. I wanted to let Stephen Etri sort of frame what the teamwork standpoint is. Our perspective is from his standpoint. Ron Blessy is going to stay with us throughout the show. We're going to talk about a variety of teamwork issues, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900. 405-989-8900 and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stack.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with four bedrooms, four baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
By allowing everyday tasks to get in their way, too many business owners put off doing their company's disaster plan. Yet at least one in four businesses affected by a disaster, whether man-made or natural, never reopen.
Thank you for calling Brand of Partners. Due to the recent flood damage, our offices will be closed indefinitely. Thank you for understanding.
Disasters are unpredictable, so visit ready.gov to make your company's disaster plan. Ready.gov. It's never too late to protect your business until it is. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC AM, as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. Today we're doing a roundtable here in the studio, and we're talking about the value of teamwork in the real estate process. Before we go back into our conversation, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. Again, that's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. And Tom Simon would be someone who would heartily endorse the idea of teamwork in the real estate process, considering that he works with a lot of HOA and condo association communities around Santa Fe. Anyway, I now want to welcome Deb Otten, the principal at the highly regarded firm, Deborah Otten Architecture. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Deb. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks, Ray.
Teamwork is our theme today, my friend, and I suspect that you have this as one of your central tenets when you actually begin to work with an architecture client. Is that the perspective I have correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. The first member of the team is obviously the owner, and then the owner really, I think, in the process becomes sort of the team captain, at least choosing sides maybe, and then brings the architect on board, sometimes then an interior designer, and also then the builder. And that's the core team, but beyond that, myself as the architect, I might bring on engineers who would specialize in certain things. For example, solar engineers I've been using quite a bit of lately. And then the contractor might bring on their subcontractors, plasterers, every different plasterers to woodworkers, you know, people who lay the foundation. And so it ends up being quite a large team to build a house.
Yeah. By the way, I know you're north of here. Are you listening to us on the internet?
No, I don't have internet connection.
Oh,
but our little place
wow.
up here. So.
Wow, you must really be in a remote location.
I am at the moment. Yeah.
Well, the reason I asked was whether or not you knew that my special guest co-host today is Stephen Eitri of Stephen's a Consignment Gallery, a well-known institution here in town, and also Ron Blessy, who is our regular mortgage commentator. Both of them started out the show talking about the value of teamwork, and we're going to be continue to weave that into the conversation. So you frame from the standpoint of an architect and building a residential property how important all those different team players are. Outside of that immediate group, though, Deb, do you have occasion to work with people like Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery and Ron Blessy, a mortgage broker? I mean, they must all play a part in your process, don't they?
Absolutely, they do. When a client comes in, depending upon whether or not there's an interior designer involved, but even then, I'm often brought in to talk about the furniture, to talk about what goes on, where to find unique things. Like Stephen's Consignment has such unique items you just can't find anywhere else. And I think that's a great type of service to have here in town, knowing that that's there. And then in terms of mortgage, putting together the mortgage, that is often done with the client. But then what happens is that during the process, if there is a building construction loan, I will often work with a mortgage broker so that they know that whenever a payment is made to the contractor, I will sometimes certify that the work that, for which payment is being requested has actually been done.
Well, I'm going to give, because you just hit the softball out of the park on both of these two gentlemen. Both of them want to say something to you, Deb. Go ahead, Ron.
Sure.
Well, certainly from the lending standpoint, what's important for the lender to have is a cost breakdown so we know what the project's going to cost overall, and that relates to how much money the client may have to bring into the deal. And, Deb, you're absolutely right. During the process, you may certify draws. You may actually even present the draws to the bank for payment. And all of that is a very important aspect of a successful transaction, building transaction, because without that information, the bank's not going to advance the money. So, yeah, you really hit the nail on the head there.
And
yes, and particularly in these times, it is really important that the bank and the owner, therefore the owner, are not upside down in this process.
Right.
Yeah, that's unfortunately more increasingly a challenge that we all are facing. You referenced having a resource like Stephen's a Consignment Gallery. Stephen Etri is sitting right here. Stephen, you must work with architects on a regular basis like Deb.
Yes, I do. And Deb was absolutely right when she was talking about resources. And I think that's what any professional brings to the team is their skill set as well as their experience, which generally leads to resource knowledge. And having that knowledge of where to go, where to look, and I think the underlying theme these days is value, whether it's anywhere, anytime. People really are looking at value.
Yeah.
And I think that someone like Deb has the capacity to help to lead folks in the direction of value, and that, of course, really supports her value and what she contributes to the whole process.
Deb, I'd like you to hang on here because we're going to do a little roundtable, just continuing for another few minutes before we take another break. Stephen just talked about value, the value that you bring to the process and working hand in glove with people like Stephen and Ron Blessy. Are you finding in this current market that as an architect, and you've been doing this for a few years, that your challenges are greater, putting aside funding issues for a moment, but just dealing, are there other special challenges that have occurred in the last couple of years dealing with your clients?
Well, it's hard to put aside funding issues when you're talking about that kind of thing because funding issues are always present in any kind of building project. But value really is the key word these days. And I think one of the interesting things about a place like Stephen is that you can bring somebody in and find something that can't really be made for the same amount of money that it's being sold for anymore. And that is that's something that I'm doing more often. And plus, I think there is an emphasis on using, A, local materials, and, B, reusing things. And in a sense, when you are looking for pieces or antiques, that is certainly reusing some of the best things that New Mexico has to offer in terms of building and furnishing the house.
Yeah, Stephen's nodding in agreement with you on that. A minute or so ago before you came on air, I was talking about how often as a real estate broker I will almost insist that my buyer clients go and talk to Ron Blessy as a mortgage broker before we actually go out and start looking at property so we know how big the breadbox is. And I know Ron mentioned to you that he, as a mortgage broker, plays a larger role with an architect like you. Are you finding that you're dealing with like a Ron Blessy earlier in the process than maybe you did 2 or 3 years ago?
Well, like you, I do appreciate it when a client comes in with the package in hand so we know where we're going. One of the worst things that can happen in a design process is, you know, to design something, have it beautifully detailed, and then find at the end we have to cut it out because of budget. And that's disheartening is the best word for that. It's disheartening at the beginning of a project before we even break ground to have to pull back. So knowing how much the client can borrow and then tailoring both the size of the house and the finishes to the budget is very important.
Yeah. Well, as always, great observations, Deb, on the value of teamwork in the real estate process, and thank you for joining our little roundtable today. If you have your own architectural needs and you want to get a hold of Deb Otten, then simply go to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. Right there you'll see Deb Otten's contact information. And listen, enjoy wherever you are out in the secluded little cabin. We're envious that you're wherever it is, and we won't say it to anybody. Maybe you want to get internet connection up there so you can listen to the radio show the next time. Right?
Well, we've been talking about it, but, you know, it is sort of nice to come up here and be very much away from things.
Very good. Listen, Deb, thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, Ray.
Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation about the value of teamwork in the real estate process. Stay tuned. Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,800-square-foot condo for sale in the community of Quail Run with 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, high ceilings, tasteful landscaping, and fabulous mountain views. This is an incredible value priced at only $825,000. To see this impressive property at 3101 Old Pecos Trail, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
I thought indoor tanning was safe.
Right. They say their tanning rays were less likely to cause a sunburn.
What you need to know is that they can be worse. They can cause deeper skin damage because the lamps can emit more ultraviolet radiation than the sun,
up to 15 times more.
15 times?
Hello?
Not only can UV rays cause skin cancer, but they can cause ugly, wrinkly skin
and age spots. So instead of making you look
cool, they can make you look like old.
And FYI, every year there are more than 1 million new cases of skin cancer,
including melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer,
and the second most common cancer for women in their 20s.
Yes, in their 20s.
And treatment for skin cancer can be surgery and sometimes even
chemotherapy and radiation.
But still, more than 10,000 people will die from skin cancer each year.
You don't want to be one of them. Don't be in the dark. Indoor tanning is out.
Be safe. Don't go there. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology. For more information, visit AAD.org.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook. Just like Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Again, heard here every Sunday at 12 noon Mountain Standard Time on 1260 KTRC. AM, one of the flagship stations of Hutton Broadcasting, and you can also listen to, unless you're Deb Otten out in the middle of nowhere in a cabin, you can listen to us on the internet on SantaFe.com. Just go to SantaFe.com, click on that 1260 KTRC AM button, and look for the Stream Live button and hit that, and there you go. So anyway, today we're talking about the value of teamwork in the real estate process. In studio with me, I have Stephen Etrie, my guest co-host, the co-owner of Stevens & Consignment Gallery, as well as Ron Blessy, the well-regarded mortgage broker with Homebuyers Mortgage. Guys, we just listened to Deb Otten talk about, from an architect's standpoint, the value of teamwork, and she very nicely worked into it how she works with both of you and your respective mm-hmm. businesses. Steve, I want to start with you, though. Let's start with the scenario of the different constituencies involved in the real estate process.
Sure.
First of all, I'm a buyer. I've just moved to Santa Fe. I've had Ron Blessy do the loan. I've gone to settlement. Ray Post was my real estate broker. Steve Reiman handled the settlement at Fidelity National Title. We all are one big happy family. I'm delighted. I look at my partner and I say, honey, we don't have any furniture. What are we going to do? So
right.
The first place I go is Stevens and Consignment Gallery. Talk about how you work in a team fashion with buyers when they have that kind of scenario.
Sure. Well, you know, usually the situation on the with the buyers, as the folks we're talking about this moment, it's usually somebody in the community, the realtor, or new friends or neighbors that can give them kind of the heads up, the direction of where to go, where to start. Santa Fe has all kinds of options for folks who are looking for furniture. But I think one of the things that Stevens, the Consignment Gallery, brings to the game is our vast, the quantity of what we have, the diversity of what we have,
right.
and the uniqueness of what we carry.
Mm-hmm.
We have, over the last...
sort of describes you, by the way.
Well, thank you, Ray.
And diverse, unique. And I don't want to say quantity. I don't know where to go with that. But
that's okay. You're right on target.
More than one of him?
Sometimes I wish there was. I don't want more than one
right,
of
them. There you go.
But, you know, what happens is somebody gives a referral, and they'll say, you know, check out Stevens. And we were talking earlier about experience and about value. Well, there's a lot of value that is given when you deal with professionals who have had experience. And the value is they can cut a lot of the corners off of having to experience a whole new community for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They can help direct you in the right direction. And we do the same thing.
Right.
When our customers come to us and we ask them what they're looking for, we show them what we have in stock at that particular time because it's changing all the time. We are consignment. We don't have a catalog that we reorder out of. So that's the uniqueness. And in it cuts both ways.
Yeah.
That uniqueness is what a lot of people are looking for. But having said that, sometimes we get one item once, and that's it. You know, we don't get repeats of it.
You know what? And I'm actually going back to a word you used, and that is that you often get a referral from someone, a real estate broker. But Ron Blessy in the green room before the show started said, Stephen, I need to grab your contact information because he has a mortgage client.
Right.
Who's just moving here, and they don't have any furniture.
Right. I think you said they're going to be sitting on patio furniture. Right?
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
and the reason I bring that up is that teamwork operates in a lot of different ways, but in a small community like ours where we have all of our professional interests and we do our job in the real estate process, here's a good example of Ron Blessy has mortgage clients who need the services of Stephen Etrie. Ron, you see this more and more increasingly, don't you, where we all are sort of working together teamwork-wise?
Yeah, and I think Santa Fe is probably more conducive than other big cities to networking.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And as we were talking about at the break, there are fewer and fewer of our numbers in our respective businesses.
Yep.
You know, those who are still left standing, if you will, in our respective businesses have ironclad constitutions because... In my business, for instance, we're regulated so heavily now that you have to be licensed, which is only not even 2 years old here in the state of New Mexico, and you have to have continuing education, and you have to be ready to be regulated. So
right.
If you're doing the job right and you're regulated and you're audited, everything's fine. If not, there's no place for that in this industry. So, you know... anyone that's left doing what we all do is probably a consummate professional who's got years of experience behind them.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point because some people would say, well, there are fewer people for me to deal with. Isn't that a challenge because they're going to be too busy? The reality is that we all are working harder in any phase of real estate now. I don't know anybody who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that going to the point of regulation that you were talking about, I'm licensed too as a real estate broker. I have to do continuing ed classes. Interestingly enough, Stephen Etrie, as the co-owner of Stevens and Consignment Gallery, you're sort of self-regulated by the fact that you would not be in business for 30 years and have the clientele that you have unless you were offering a quality product,
sure.
Going to what Ron was saying.
Absolutely. And what I always tell folks, you know, we are in a trust relationship with our customers, our consigners. They leave their possessions with us with a simple agreement, and they move literally across the world. And we have never and will never breach that trust relationship that is present between a consigner as the seller of the merchandise and us as the person that's selling it for them to a buyer. You know, and getting back to you know, the value that each professional brings to the game, what each one of us can give a client, whether they're the buyer or the seller, is not just in that moment of them selling the house or buying the house, but it's down the road. I mean, how many times have people come up to you who you sold the house to and said, you know, I'm looking for patio furniture, or I'm looking for a particular type of bedroom suite.
Right. And I wouldn't know where to go except, you guys, go call Stephen Etrie.
Right.
Go to his gallery.
All the time when people come in, if we don't have what it is that they're looking for, I do have a pulse on what's out there.
Right.
I mean, I do get around. I get around to the other shops. I get around to the other retailers. And I refer people to those people that I would deal with.
Right.
And I just quietly leave out the folks that I just don't think that I would like to expose them to.
Yeah, well, names will not be mentioned in that regard.
They will not be.
But I want to ask Ron Blessy something. Have you been to Stephen Etrie's fall or spring sale?
No, I haven't, and that's something I think I need to see.
Well, and the reason I'm mentioning it is that we're talking about resources, and we're talking about how Stephen's a consignment gallery can be valuable to both buyers and sellers. We haven't talked about sellers specifically yet, but one way that they can be helpful to a seller is to attend his fall sale, which is coming up in 2 weeks. Because if you're going to be listing
coming
your
fast.
Property and you need to stage the house and bring in some, as Stephen's talked about on many occasions, freshening the property, this is a great opportunity. Talk about your fall sale and the dates and all that sort
of
stuff.
Well, just what you were talking about, last evening my wife and I were at a great event. It was the Big Brother, Big Sister banquet.
Right.
It was just fabulous. And two different decorators came up to me and said, I'm going to see you next week. I've got a project I'm doing, and I need some particular items, and I think I saw them a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you still have them, but we'll be in. I reminded them that we have our fall sale coming up. This is our 26th year.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Time flies. 26th annual fall sale.
You must have started when you were just a child.
It seems like
you look so young.
Well, you know, my wife treats me well, I guess.
I have to say, any business that has a 30-year history, that is really impressive.
Anywhere.
And, you know, because generally in the first 2 to 3 years of any business, those are the toughest years because you have to get established and, you know, you have to build a reputation. So I'd say 30 years in the business is really, really impressive. And that's got to speak to his expertise
Bias,
and the quality of the goods that he's selling.
Yeah, well, and it's all word of mouth initially, but over time, Stephen, you know, relies upon old clientele all over the country.
Absolutely.
That actually, and I know a lot of people because we did your spring sale. We did a remote broadcast from there. And a year ago, we did the fall sale. And there were people from all over the country that came back to Santa Fe to go to these events. I mean, they would do other things as well, maybe the Balloon Fiesta or whatever. But that was one of their major destinations, which goes to right what you're saying, Ron.
I can say with some pride, and I do have more pride these days than probably that I've ever had, in that about Stephen's or Consignment Gallery, my staff, the services we provide, and the quality and value is that to this day, when people hear that we've been in business, this January will make 30 years, they say, oh, you must have it made. And I just look up square in the eyes, and that's the reason why every day for us, every year for us, is a new year.
Yeah.
We don't ever sit back and say we haven't made it, because that's when you don't have it made. And the business environment is very different than it was 20, 30 years ago. As everybody's aware, just 4 years ago, things changed dramatically.
Right.
So things change.
Yeah.
And you need to be changing with the times.
Well, now you've dished that up to me because we're going to just complete the circle and you talk about the new facade, talking about change
right.
that exists at Stevens and Consignment Gallery. You're very proud of that because you did all the work in-house,
right? Yeah, we did. Yeah. Before we go on to that, I just want to let the listening audience know that our fall sale is coming up in 2 weekends. It's October the 15th, Saturday the 15th from 9 to 6, and on Sunday the 16th from noon to 6. And it's a 2-day sale only. It's a real sale. And, you know, Ryan, you can appreciate that coming from New York. People have referred to our sale as the Santa Fe's filing bargain basement. In that, when we have our sale, people start lining up an hour before. They're lined up the parking lot and down the street.
Yeah, for people who don't
camp overnight.
For people who don't know.
No camping overnight, but definitely if I had people who were there before I get there at 6 in the morning.
Yeah. So. Well, for people who don't know about what Filene's is, that's an East Coast, long-time, well-known, 100-year-old department store, so that's a very good analogy.
Yeah, when they have their sales, people show up for it. And it's the same way.
Stephen, we've got about a minute here before we have to take a break, so talk a little bit about this architectural facade change.
And again, last evening I had a number of people approach me and say that they just love what we do for the front of the building. We were able to finally purchase our building after many years of renting and leasing. And last winter, winters are a little slow, and my guys were looking for some extra dough, and I said, well, then let's just get on it. And we got the permit and did an expansion of our parapets and did a whole new portal and did a beautiful stucco job. It was with quite a bit. Talk about teamwork. It took quite a bit of work to get the color we wanted. We wanted to use a natural stucco rather mm-hmm. than a synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the color we wanted, it took quite a bit of jumping to get it. And we got it. And they were all, everything there, it was all purchased from local suppliers.
Yeah.
And all my staff, each one of them having a different talent, we pulled it together as a team,
mm-hmm.
Today's theme, and pulled it off. So I'm quite proud of it. It's the beginning of some more work that we hope to be doing there with Steven.
Excellent. And again, on that teamwork theme, we are doing our show today about teamwork in the real estate process. I invite you to take a look at what Stephen Etrie has been talking about. Go down to Stephen's at Consignment Gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road and take a look at this beautiful facade. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to talk about, our famous Open House of the Week segment, which is really all about teamwork, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hi, NBA forward Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops like me, skateboard, ride a bike,
or dance on your roof,
be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Right used to be so hard.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a roundtable discussion about the value of teamwork in the real estate process. And by the sound of that music, you know that we have actually reached our Open House of the Week segment, brought to us by our very good friends, members of our team, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. And today I am welcoming back my very good friend, my colleague, my broker colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, Dina Major, who is... I don't know, what are you doing, Dina? Are you making lots of noises there? Where are you? Dina? Uh-oh, we lost Dina. Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Well, Dina was going to be actually talking about an open house that she's doing, which is part of an exciting thing, and Gina's going to try to get her back on the line. She's at 931 Alto Street, and Ron Blessy, you know about this property because we did a remote broadcast from there back in the middle of August. Dina had, Dina, are you back?
I'm back, Ray.
Okay, where did you go?
I lost you. I was here.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling everybody that you're at 931 Alto Street, and one of the amazing things is we did a remote broadcast from that property, but you are one of only four properties in all of Santa Fe, I believe, that's part of the Design Santa Fe 2011 Home and Garden Tour, and you must be pretty excited about that.
I'm very excited, and Ray, I have to tell you, the last couple of days have been so busy.
Yeah.
I mean, incredibly busy. We've had probably at least 75 people a day through the property.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been awesome. Terrific. I'd say about half and half, some local, some people from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback has been very impressive. I think the final compliment I received yesterday was when some gentleman came in at the end of the day and told me that our house was the talk of the show.
Wow.
So saved it for the end.
Oh,
isn't that great?
Boy, you should. It's too bad we didn't do the radio show then. You get that on tape. That's for sure. That'd be a great marketing piece. Well, Dina, you don't know it, I don't think, because you're terribly busy today, but I have Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery as my special co-host here in the studio, as well as Ron Blessy of Home Buyers Mortgage. And we've been talking about the value of teamwork in the real estate process. You as a real estate broker know this better than anybody. So talk about that vis-a-vis your actual open house at 931 Alto.
Okay, well, my teamwork in the real estate process really came in terms of myself and my husband, builders of major development, working with Edie Keeler, interior designer specialist of Core Value, Inc., which is what we are showcasing on the interior design tour this week. And so my property really illustrates and shows you what can happen with collaboration and creating a brand new product and a new look for Santa Fe. This is where the market's going. This is contemporary Southwestern. It breaks us away from, you know, the traditional markets we've been seeing in Santa Fe. But it absolutely is a collaboration to protect the integrity and some of the features of Southwestern architecture, like the beams or the stucco, and adding in, you know, contemporary flair, the steel balcony and the steel railing down the stairway, or the stacked limestone that goes 16 feet tall in the living room, and these kind of items that are very crisp and clean, and the color palette that Edie has selected really brings us into a whole new look for Santa Fe. It's not the traditional brown hue, and but that really has come from the teamwork, right?
Yeah, Stephen Etri was talking earlier about how over nearly 30 years of being in existence, he's worked with a number of interior designers and, as you well know, countless real estate brokers working with their clients. We reinforce that as part of the teamwork theme that we're talking about today. I know he's familiar with Edie Keeler's work, and it really makes a big difference. Stephen, just weigh in for a second. When Dina can work with someone as good as Edie Keeler as an interior designer, or Annie O'Carroll, one of our great interior designers.
Oh, Annie's terrific.
Yeah, it makes all the difference,
sure.
Doesn't it, Stephen?
Sure. Like I said earlier, you know, one person can perform at a level, three or four working together as a team perform at such an extraordinary level. And they bring such, you know, there's that creative play between each of the players that ultimately can bring out just something that's just fabulous.
Yeah, and I want to give the last word before I let you go, Dina, to Ron Blessy, because Ron was actually at your beautiful condo property for the remote broadcast we did in the middle of August. Ron, at that point, there were still a lot of finishing touches that Dina and Jeff Major needed to do, but it was an extraordinary property even then.
It really, really is. It's everything Dina said about it is absolutely true, and that contemporary flair is really something that's more and more prevalent that we see here in Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
And Dina and Jeff have nailed it. I mean, they really have on that property. It's a beautiful property.
Well, Dina, we wish you well in your open house today. It sounds like you're going to have just about everybody from Santa Fe come through the doors of that property over the next, yesterday and today. So you're going to be there until how long?
Yes, I'm here from 1 to 3 today. I'll stay later if I have a crowd, Ray.
Okay, very good. That's Dina Major, who is doing an open house at 931 Alto Street, a beautiful condominium that's part of the Design Santa Fe 2011 tour. Good luck, Dina. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, and thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, we've got, we have, Gino, about 6 minutes or so. Yeah, 5-6 minutes, which, as we know, is a long time on radio. So I'll tell you what, there is a pressing issue that Mr. Etri wants to talk about vis-a-vis the environment in front of Stevens, a consignment gallery. Why don't you, as gently as you can, lay out what as a major business leader here in Santa Fe, is your concern?
Well, as everybody, anybody listening, I'm sure, if you have a vehicle, you find yourself on Sirius Road at some point in time. And certainly in the last 4 months, most of the population of Santa Fe has made every effort to avoid the traffic and the construction on Sirius Road. So the point I'd like to make is that the merchants on Sirius Road, myself and dozens of other merchants, have really made efforts trying to work with the city and trying to work with one another at keeping the traffic flowing and keeping the vibrant nature of the retailing community on Sirius Road viable. And what I would say is that don't be put off too much by the dust and the noise. And yes, there is some traffic, but this too shall pass. We're looking at the end of October as the time I have been told by the powers that be that the road will be substantially, and that I think that is in quotes, substantially completed such that the barriers should be taken away and the flagging should be down, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So we're almost there. We want people to remember the merchants out on Sirius Road. And, you know, I mean, at any one day you can go by and you can't even see my beautiful facade because there's big piles of dirt in front of it, and we're working with the backhoe operators and the front loaders and asking them to keep the pile.
Yeah, when you were thinking about the theme of teamwork, you never imagined in your business life that you would be talking to a backhoe operator in a teamwork kind of way, right?
Right. Well, you know, that's being a small businessman, right, Ron? I mean, you know, things come up. You have to, you know, people's issues are really decisions to be made.
Yeah.
They're not problems. They're just decisions to be made. And so you have to be in conversation with others to come to some type of settlement and get some decisions made that can work for everybody.
Yeah, and Ron, Stephen hits it on the head. Those kinds of conversations and keeping your cool when it's not easy in a difficult economy and the challenges that you have just running a business, these kinds of things can really cause some aggravation. So it's commend him for being as cool as he is about this.
Absolutely. And, you know, he just said something I think that's very important that we all have to remember as members of the team, that we're all working together.
Yep.
So problems are meant to be solved, not exacerbated. So if there's a problem or an issue, you discuss it, you figure it out, and you solve it. And that's really what we are. We're problem solvers.
Yeah.
And that's a great attitude. It'd be tough for me to be that way in his particular situation. I'd probably be out there waving my arms.
Well, you know, we are all part. You know, all business people are, and if they're not, they should be ashamed of themselves. A part of the community. We're part of the Santa Fe community.
Right.
You know, in reality, the Sirius Road needed work.
Yeah.
It needs to be wide. It needs to be made safer. Ultimately, I'm thinking that the bus merchant lane is going to contribute to the vibrancy of the buildings and the not the buildings but the businesses that are represented by the buildings on Sirius Road in the near future.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of we're thinking bigger. We're trying to think bigger, keep our cool, and just believe that this will all contribute to a greater community for Santa Fe.
I think it will. With that, I want to remind everyone that Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery is having a major fall sale on the 15th and 16th of October.
That's right.
We encourage you to all go down to 2701 Cerrillos Road and take advantage of that. Ron Blessing, any last 30-second thought you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, I've seen interest rates now drop for the last 45 days to historical lows. Now is the time to buy or refinance. We have all kinds of options available for borrowers, and I encourage people, if they're going to do it now.
Take that to the bank. Excellent commentary. Thank you, Stephen Etri of Stephen's Consignment Gallery, for being my guest co-host today. Ron Blessy, as always, from Home Buyers Mortgage, thanks much for all the compelling commentary. Thanks to all my other guest commentators for their important input on the value of teamwork in the real estate process. Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty, thank you for giving our loyal listeners a very good program today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Please join me a week from today at a remote broadcast being aired from a beautiful house located at 39 Yana Drive, right in Tosuke. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.